Good morning. It's 7:15 a.m. Saturday, September the 12th, 2020. It's a sunny day. That line Paul Simon song. It was a sunny day, not a cloud was in the sky, not a negative word was heard from the people passing by. There's a haze in the air, and I suspect that it's smoke. Cameron Peak Fire did not go out with the snow and rain, although maybe it helped some. It's still chilly, 44. I wear my parka, but it's unzipped. My hoods are both back, so I've built up a little heat. Mostly it was from walking with the sun full on my back when I came down West 20th Street. It's a lovely morning, it really is. I'm walking, not talking. I'm thinking a mile a minute, though. I got some advice, which is, advice is always welcome. Advice is always welcome. I don't generally follow it, although it does. Like everything else, it does trigger some other ideas. So, yeah, thank you, Evan. The idea that has now come around again is I probably need to be a little more strategic, a little more tactical. I think actually tactics is the right word. The strategy is write as many books as fast as possible before I die. And the tactics that I use have been write when I can, do the other stuff when I can't write. And for a long time, that meant I would write a book, publish a book, write a book, publish a book, write a book, publish a book. And the last year, since I started using For the Words, it's almost been a year. I have enough subscription to get me through NaNoWriMo in January. And NaNoWriMo's coming around again. So I stand to snap up a bunch of crystals that I need to buy more subscription time. And I will be extending this by a year. They have great year-end packages that are basically, you know, buy a year for 10% off. And buying a year is already cheap compared to month, week to week. The strategy I have been following is 2,000 new words every day, and then for the rest of the day, work on other stuff. And I have it down pretty well, thanks to For the Words. I know pretty much how long it takes me to write 2,000 words. It takes about 2 hours. So if I can start writing by 8, I could be done by 10 and have the rest of the day to myself. The challenge that I'm having in the moment, and that's worked pretty well for me right up to the point where I burned out. But I worked 6 months without a day off. I wrote 2,000 words a day for 6 months. And then burned out. So there's a, and I only wrote 21 days in a row this last time. And I didn't get 2,000 words a day every day. I started out kind of choppy. But there's some lessons there in terms of strategy. I think the strategy is still good. Write and publish as many books as I can before I die. And while I sound young and chipper, young and spry, I ain't exactly a spring chicken anymore. I've been doing this fiction thing since 2007, so 13 years, 13 and a half. And it's not particularly outside the realm of possibility that I have fewer days left than I've spent already. Certainly true of my lifetime, because I'm sure as hell not going to live to 140. But no, that's not going to happen either. So the strategy is still pretty sound, because I never want to have to retire. I never want to be in the point where I don't write anymore. I delayed writing, I put off writing, I tried writing, I put it down so many times before I actually picked it up again. I just said, no, this is what we're going to do now. But the tactics, I'm always tinkering with the tactics. And whether the tactics are tools, like, okay, I'm gonna try to outline, or the mindset, which, thanks to my therapist, has come a long way from the kind of shopkeeper mindset, the piecework mindset, of how many words an hour do you do? How many words a day you do? Which sounds weird when I turn around and talk about my goal being 2,000 words a day. But perhaps makes more sense when I think about it. That I used to think in terms of how many words can I do today? Can I work? Can I write for 10 hours? Can I write for 11 hours? Can I get 10,000 words? Your Novelrama was 6,250 words a day for 4 days. Yeah, yeah. You can do it for 4 days. But I don't really have time to do anything else. And having time to do something else means that I'm not... We'll use the well metaphor. I'm not draining the well dry every day and then expecting it to fill up overnight. I'm not emptying the spring. Because having written, 21 novels now? Having written 21 novels, it doesn't get any easier. It gets a little harder every time. Count upon it. Get ready. Say it with me. Mug post. But thanks to my therapist, I don't think of it as... I'm not going to say that, because I still do sometimes think of it as, okay, this is what I've got to do. There's a big difference between this is what I've got to do and this is what I want to do. And balancing the things that I want to do against the other things that I want to do is a little more challenging, but it also means there aren't really any bad choices. Somebody posted a comment yesterday, I think it was Anita, that said, Fallout 4 is my kryptonite. Yeah, well, gaming. Immersive, three-dimensional, flying around in space in internet spaceships, which was my kryptonite for a couple, three, 4 years. Skyrim, running around as an archer for a couple, 3 years. Now, Fallout 4, which I've only been playing since April. So I've got another year and a half or two before I get bored with it. Survival mode has made a big difference. I'm looking at other character styles of play. Other than how sneaky can I get and how far away can I shoot monsters. I'm also thinking about other games. I'm thinking about other kinds of games. There's a conversation happening about colonization and how that's definitely smoke. My first step out, I thought it was somebody's had a barbecue going already, but it's not. It's smoke. It's forest fire smoke. But there's a big conversation going on about colonization. And it's something that I've been thinking about as I'm playing games. Because the basis of colonization is you go in, kill the people, take over their land, take their stuff. Which is pretty much every game. Which is pretty much what that guy was trying to do, Golden Age rule book was on about. It was colonization. It was, okay, who has the biggest guns? Who can take away whatever it is? And who do we take it away from? And the whole precept, the whole notion of the Golden Age is that it's way easier to just get it yourself than to try to take it away from somebody, which is really kind of the crux of Dark Knight Station that Karen's working on now, although she called me Dean yesterday. I'm not quite sure why. brain clot, probably. But it's sort of, if I focus in on Dark Knight Station, that's really the crux of the story. It's like, it's a lot easier to get it yourself than it is to take it away from somebody. And yet there are still people who would prefer to take it away from you. Not because it's easier, not because it's cheaper, not because it costs them less, in fact, costs them more, it costs them a lot more, but because it's what they want to do. They don't want to do the other work. They don't want to go to the store and buy it. They don't want to go to the belts and mine it. There's a perfect metaphor in EVE Online called gankers. And gankers will spend 5 million credits to blow up a 500,000 credit ship. ISK is the unit of commerce. So they'll spend 5 million ISK to take a 500,000 ISK ship away from another player because they like the rush. Oh, I killed you. Yeah, okay. What did it cost you? That adrenaline rush, that hit of endorphins, what? It cost you 5 million ISK, which, on the grand scheme of things, in the beginning of the game, 5 million ISK seems like an unbelievable amount of money. But 5 million ISK turns out to be, pocket change for a lot of people. I have characters for whom 5 million ISK is pretty much pocket change. And it reminds me, I still need to go in and unsubscribe those guys. So, rewind, back to advice and tactics. I've been taking the afternoons off, just completely off, just no. Occasionally I'll have a CIFL meeting. I've got one next Friday morning, for example. And then the week after that, I've got one Wednesday afternoon. And I still have duties that I have to perform. I'll do that in the afternoon. I'll do that after I've enjoyed my writing. Frustrating as it may be. But even playing games are frustrating. It's like, okay, you work for an hour and die and have to go replay that hour two or three times. That's frustrating. But it's part of the game. It's part of how it goes. It's part of the gift. The gift that keeps on giving. And giving. It's a lot like writing. But the question is, do I take a day off? Do I take the weekend off? Do I take more than one day in a row off? My fear, and I'll acknowledge that it is a fear borne out by many iterations through this cycle. My fear is that if I put it down for 2 days, 2 days become three, 3 days become four, 4 days become five. And before I know it, a month's gone by and I haven't written anything. I haven't made any progress. The story is still, in fact, at this point, I forgot what the story was going to be. I don't know it anymore. So maybe a tactic could be, all right, I'm going to write a book and then take a week off. I'm going to write a book and take a week off. Finwell Bay should be coming out a couple of weeks, probably. And I'll have new covers on all of the Sarp Shaman tales. I'm going to use the podium covers.
as much as I like Jesse's covers, like compare Jesse's covers to the Podium covers, this is one case where the Podium covers actually tell the story better. So I'm going to use those covers. They're giving them to me for free. What can I say? I will use those covers. But I'm always open to advice. Even if I don't follow it, sometimes it triggers a line of thought that's useful. So thank you all who offer it in the best of intentions, and know that it is accepted in the best of intentions, even if I don't follow it. But I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I will talk to you then.